Everybody seems to be afraid of something. No matter how brave we are, in some circumstance, there is something that really frightens us. But here's what Jesus said you should fear. It's found in Matthew, the 10th chapter, and the 28th verse. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So I like to ask people who they think that somebody is that would destroy both soul and body in hell. Is it not the Lord God who will bring judgment upon all those who do not believe, and all those who reject the saving mercy of Jesus Christ? You see, all people, I think, earnestly desire eternal life. And although it is free from cost, and Jesus has paid the price, and he has made the atonement, it still cost us much. It cost us the rest of our life because we give it to Jesus, whatever he wants to do with us. And we get afraid of people that can kill us. And Jesus said, don't be afraid of those people. Be afraid of the one who holds eternity in his hands, the judgment of God. And the Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That means to come under his judgment. I want to live forever. Jesus said, if I believe in him, I will live forever. But I must follow him. I must do as he does. I must take up the cross every day and follow him to the best of my ability. And his grace will be all over me to help me each day. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you saved me. Lord, that was something I could not do for myself. But you have also called me to follow, called me to obey, called me to be your servant. Help me to be a faithful servant, Lord, through everything, through the good times and the bad times. And help me not to fear those who seem to threaten my life, but to fear you in that good way, that I might not come under the judgment of the Almighty Living God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.